This one's good if it goes.
Oh, dude! Holy cow! Are you kidding me?
Chapman hoists the three.
I was very disappointed in the committee that they didn't put Monmouth in the field.
The seeding was idiotic.
I always say this, when you misseed a team, it's not that team you hurt, it's the teams they play.
And March Madness is upon us. Welcome everyone into the Sports Report March Madness podcast here on Tiki Island Radio and TikiIslandRadio.com. The field is set. 68 teams, 64 will make their mark after we play the four playing games tomorrow afternoon and the next day after that. Some intriguing matchups. Not everyone is happy with the teams who are in and their seedings. Some of the teams are left out that feel like they should get in. So we'll discuss all that here and more on today's March of Madness podcast. Welcome into the show, co-host Clay Schrader. Buddy, how are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You feeling all right?
Yeah, a little bit of a rough day at work, but it's all right. Just good to have a job, I guess.
Man's job over there.
Oof, I got a workout today, I'll tell you.
Sometimes you come home sore and you get up in the morning and you're still sore, right?
Yeah, I'm afraid I might be a little sore in the morning. I feel like at the end of the day, I feel like getting in one of those big ice baths, you know, the football players get into.
You know, I wish I had one of those ice baths.
I could have got in one today if it would have helped.
I mean, I think everyone should have one of those.
Well, I guess it's easy to make. I guess you just use a regular bathtub, just put a bunch of ice in there. I mean,
I guess. I don't know. I feel like I would go ahead and I would think I'm going to go through with it, and I'd put the ice in there, and I'd have everything ready, and then I would chicken out the last second and I get in.
You just turn the hot water on and take a regular bath.
Yeah, and just unplug it and let it go. Take a shower.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I feel it.
You know, we've been talking about this for weeks. We've been trying to figure out which teams are going to get in, which teams are going to be left out. We've been giving the listeners here each and every week a list of the first four teams out, the last four teams in, who's on the bubble and all that. All that was laid to rest this past week as all the teams play their conference tournament games. We have our conference tournament champions, and we had big selection Sunday last night, and a lot of people, Clay, are not too happy about the way that this tournament was seeded with a lot of the teams and some of the teams that were left out, a lot of people on the outs. I guess the big thing is to look at some of the smaller teams that really did everything that the NCAA asked them to do,
and they were still shut out. Like a Monmouth and St. Mary's, I guess, were probably the two that
exactly.
had to
Monmouth, yeah. St. Mary's, yeah. St. Bonaventure, it's really these little small teams that I'm going to play later on in the show, Clay. I have a clip from Coach Cal. You want to hear how upset he was that his team is seated below the team that they just beat
a couple hours
before they announced the seedings.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Coach Cal on that. I don't agree with everything he says. He's a little – he can kind of, you know, put the envelope, so to speak, sometimes with some of the things he says, but I actually agree with him on that. I think Kentucky was underseeded, and I think the Wildcats are probably primed to make a run in this tournament.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and I'll play that clip from Coach Cal. They're a four seed, and they're setting up, Clay. You know, if they get out of the first round, they would, and so does their next opponent, it would end up being Indiana and Kentucky in the next round, and that's two teams. They did not want to play each other. They've both turned down the option to do so each and every season. And now the NCAA has kind of worked itself in there where we may just have this matchup. So here is Coach Calipari finding out that his team is fourth in this year's tournament.
The criteria, I argued with them. What is the criteria? You ready? Every member has his own criteria. What? So is it top 50 wins? Is it road wins? Is it strength of schedule? Is it team efficiency, which should play a part in this? That means you understand basketball. We're the number one team offensively, efficiency-wise, in the country. I don't know. We should have maybe been a 6 seed, a 7 seed, an 8 seed. I knew people would say, how in the world did they have A&M a 3 and Kentucky a 4 when they just played a game? They just played a game. Now, that means it was picked before our game. My argument with our commissioner, why are we playing this tournament on a Sunday? It doesn't help. It's like they already picked the thing before we played. And if they had a bunch of things, like we had six different, really? You had six different. None of them had us at a three seed? Like maybe we were going to win the game?
So not a happy guy in Lexington, Coach Calipari, after finding out that his Kentucky Wildcats be seeded fourth in this year's tournament. Clay, what do you think?
I agree. That's a good statement. Why even play the game against A&M? They just beat them. I mean, I know A&M won earlier in the year at A&M, but yeah, it's a good point. I think A&M and Kentucky should have at least been seeded the same. You know, maybe both four seeds. But I also agree with him. I don't like the championship games on Sunday either. Right before the selections, you know, right before the guys have to, the committee has to make their selections. I wish that it was like the college football playoff where the games were over on Saturday and then they, you know, announced the tournament the next day. But so I agree with him on pretty much all his points there.
I know. I mean, he mentioned something else. I don't know if he did there or in another clip that I heard today. He's mentioned that really all these teams are doing is that they're shooting at a moving target. Every year the criteria changes to something else. You know, last year it was top 25 wins. This year it's top 50 wins. And then 2 years ago they're going back to road wins. And year before that it's RPI. So you're not sure what you're looking for, what you need to aim for. Each and every season, you have to just try to do your best to hit all marks. And as we've seen this year, it was impossible for any of these teams really to do that with multiple losses by every team.
Yeah, good point. That really bothers me that each committee member has their own criteria, like he said. That doesn't make – just I don't know. I think some guys just want to pick the best, you know, 30 whatever at-large teams there are, which I can understand that. But at the same time, you have a team like a Monmouth or a St. Bonaventure or even a South Carolina that is probably more deserving than Vanderbilt or Tulsa or even Syracuse, some would argue. I was surprised Syracuse was in the field, to be honest with you, especially as a 10 seed. So, yeah, there's always going to be this controversy, so to speak, and there always will be. I mean, it's just human nature. I mean, they're all, you know, the committee, they're human. But they do need to stick to what they say, because, you know, Monmouth, you know, they challenged themselves out of conference, you know, they got a great RPI, same thing with St. Bonaventure. They did what the committee wanted them to do, and yet the committee didn't reward them. They rewarded an underachieving Vanderbilt team, an underachieving Michigan team. The Michigan team that just beat up on bad teams, really. They've got like maybe two top 100 wins on the year. I think I heard that Michigan only has two top 100 wins on the year. Maybe wrong on that. Don't quote me on that, but I don't know. The committee says one thing, and then I felt like on Sunday that they did something totally different. So I don't know. I see where a lot of people are upset, but at the end of the day, they got most of the teams right. It's a good field. It's going to be a great tournament, but yeah, I think there's a few teams that should be in that are not.
I mean, we're really kidding ourselves if we think that each year we're not going to everyone's going to be happy with where their team is at.
Yeah, right. But it's like, yeah, and with that said, though, South Carolina, for example, they played such a horrible non-conference schedule. You know, they had to know that they could come back and bite them, and it did. They couldn't lose to Georgia in the SEC tournament, and they did. So, you know, I could see where South Carolina was left out in a way, although I think they're one of the best. I think they're a top 25 team. But, you know, Alabama had a few years ago, back when Mark Godfrey was, you know, still hadn't been in Alabama very long. It's how long ago it was. And Alabama was a team that was very similar to South Carolina. It was ranked in the top 25 nearly all year, but they played such a poor non-conference schedule that they got left out of the tournament. And I think so Frank Martin, South Carolina's coach.
Right, yes.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to learn from this and challenge his team a little better in non-conference play in future years.
Well, you think that would benefit not themselves but the team that they schedule, because that's exactly what all these teams are having to do now, is they're having to go out and schedule as many tough, you know, opponents as they can, the top 100 at least, maybe even the top 50.
Yeah.
And it's really not fair, too, when you think about it. I don't remember what game it was this past. It was a couple weeks ago, actually. It was a team that they lost to this team, right? So the team who beat them at that point became a top 50 team after they beat them. So and it counted as a top 50 win for that team.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense.
that's kind of crazy right there, ain't it?
Yeah, but Clay, you mentioned Monmouth and what, and they did everything they could. They had a tough out of conference schedule,
yeah.
And they even had a better record. You mentioned Michigan and Monmouth right there, Clay. You talk about top 50 wins on top 50 opponents they played against. Michigan went 4-12 against those teams, and Monmouth went 4-4, even 500.
Yeah, Michigan's probably a better team head to head, probably, but. Which team is more deserving, I think, is the team that should get into the tournament.
And especially thinking about how this is one of the, you know, big names and one of the biggest conferences in college sports. Michigan, the Big House, the Big Ten, they have a lot of things that Monmouth's not able to do. They just don't have all the connections that Michigan does.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So we're talking about Monmouth and Michigan. Jay Billis had a couple of interesting things to say. I believe this was on Mike and Mike this morning. On ESPN, he had a really good take about Monmouth and really tells you about what their season was like.
The problem I have with it is the committee for years has been saying, go out and challenge yourself. Go out and play a tough non-conference schedule. We really value road games. The rubber meets the road in road games. That's how we can tell because they're so hard to win. And Monmouth does what? They only play one non-conference home game. The rest were on the road. All right, they win 13 true road games. Nobody else in America did that. They're the only team in America that won 13 true road games. They won 17 road neutral games, and they lost in their conference final, and they don't get in. And I cannot fathom why that happened when they put in Tulsa. Here, when you've got SMU and Louisville not making the field because of NCAA issues, this is the year we don't do that? So next time that whoever, and they're all great people. There's not a person on that committee I don't think is a great person. But I don't want to hear whoever is in the position of chairman and all those plum jobs, don't say road games anymore. Don't say go out and challenge yourself. Shut up and just give us the field and we'll live with it.
Little backtracking there, trying to cover yourself a little bit, saying, oh, these guys are great, by the way. Anyway, the point was that Monmouth did exactly what they needed to do. They scheduled a tough out-of-conference schedule. They were really most of their seasons being played on the road, and they go out there and win most of those games. Something else that, you know, hardly any other team in the country was able to do.
Yeah, and I agree with Jay Billis. I kind of echo on what he was saying earlier. You know, because he said that the other day, and yeah, I agree. If the committee's going to say one thing, then do that thing. Don't say one thing and do something else. Yeah, I agree with him on that.
So Clay, was there another team that you may have thought deserved just the way that their season unfolded? They deserved a shot inside the tournament. And which team do you think you would take out in place for that team?
I think I would probably. I think South Carolina was a talented enough team to be in the tournament. I'm not saying they were deserving because of their out of conference schedule, but I would have still put them in as one of my last four in, and I would have probably left out either Michigan or Tulsa. Tulsa was, a lot of people said Tulsa might be the biggest shock of all time in tournament history, which they have some bad losses, but they have some good wins too. So that's tough. Either Michigan or Tulsa, I would have replaced with probably South Carolina or Monmouth. I'd have probably actually had South Carolina and Monmouth in place of Michigan and Tulsa.
I like that. That's a lot better too, I think.
Yeah.
And you got to think, you know, that buzzer beater shot we heard at the beginning of the show, Clay, that was in the first game of the Big Ten tournament. And if that shot doesn't go down, who knows, Michigan may not even get in the tournament here.
And even Vanderbilt, I don't think Vanderbilt deserved to be in. I'd have had South Carolina in ahead of Vanderbilt, too.
I think you're right. And their coach, Stallings, he said, I'm not shocked we're in. No, we deserve to be in.
I don't know. They got a good talent, but I don't know. They got a chance. We'll find out soon. That game's...
Yeah, they play a game tomorrow, the play-in game, to see if they really deserve to be in there.
Yeah, hey, these play-in games should be good games. Michigan, Tulsa, Vanderbilt, Wichita State. Those should be two good games. You know, I don't know anything much about the 16 seed teams, but you never know, they could be good games too.
Could be. You know, I heard some interesting things about Holy Cross about the season. Which, you know, just to me, from hearing that, I'm going to obviously pick them over Southern. I don't know too much about Fair Dickinson or Florida Gulf Coast. Of course,
they had a great year a few years ago.
Exactly. But the 11 seeds that, you know, we know more about, Vanderbilt, Wichita State, that's two teams we know pretty well. Michigan and Tulsa, two teams we just talked about there, who were probably the last two teams to squeak in into this field of 68.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I think Tulsa was the last team in.
So before we go into making our picks for the NCAA tournament, who we have in the Final Four and who we eventually think will get the championship this year, Clay, I'm going to go ahead and announce the four number one seeds, and one of them is kind of a shock.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
In the South region, it's the number one overall seed is Kansas. Yeah. No big surprise there. That's one of the best teams out there. I watched them play in the Big 12 tournament, and it was like watching, you know, just kind of like a D league team play a high school team for most of the conference championship. There, Baylor did a good job of coming back late in that game, but just Kansas and what Bill Self was able to do down there, they're doing a fantastic job each and every year. They're in the same boat to me, you know. Kansas, Michigan State, Duke, you know, all these guys, they come back. Kentucky, every year they come back, and they never. They never rebuild. They just reload every year.
Right. No doubt about it.
And then I believe we would have West. No, who is it? Blah, 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 blah. Number two seed. Xavier is a two seed in the East. Let me go back here. North Carolina is the one seed in the East side of the bracket. Yeah. And on the West, in the Midwest region, we have the number one overall seed, Virginia, which is one of the best teams. We talked about them last week.
I didn't think the SEC would get to number one seeds.
It's pretty crazy. I think you're right on that. And Virginia, to me, they just beat this North Carolina team the other, last week. And to me, I've seen more from Virginia than I have North Carolina. And I agree with that one more than I would North Carolina.
And North Carolina is peaking at the right time, though. We got to give them that.
That's true. That is true. And it's funny because you look at that East side region, Clay. North Carolina's the one seed there, and Xavier's the two seed, and that's a lot of people thought that was going to be a one seed.
Yeah. Interesting that Villanova got put into the they get in the West or the South. Villanova's in the South bracket, so they won't get to play in their home city this year.
Right. I think it's something they tried to avoid at any cost, I think.
Exactly. The committee tried to avoid it.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is we want to go every year believing that the NCAA and the committee. By the way, we want to go ahead and tell you guys that the committee, it refreshes every year. It's not the same people in there every season. It's different bodies, it's different minds in there trying to figure out who these best teams are to get into the tournament. And I just think this year's is, you know, a lot of people are angry about which teams are seated where. Really, it frankly doesn't really matter because we know who the teams deserve to be in there, you know, and most of those teams are in there. But what I have kind of a problem with is just like we talked about earlier with the potential matchup in the 4-5 of the East region where Kentucky and Indiana can meet up. You know, yeah. I think that's something that they kind of wanted really because they could have put, you know, Kentucky in the South and Villanova in the East. You know, they could have done different things here. And they chose not to, and they chose to put Villanova, not putting them in a situation where they could play in their home court, which is probably the best thing. Because if they're having a good year, you would think in the last couple of seasons they haven't been as good as they are now, and they've had a chance to play in Philadelphia.
Yeah, if they'd have finished, you know, if they'd have won the Big East title and been a number one seed, then they would have probably been put in that regional. But I understand why they weren't.
So we mentioned Virginia's the number one seed in the Midwest, and the big surprise, Clay, in the West region, Oregon Ducks. The University of Oregon is the number one seed and Pac-12 champions in this year's tournament.
That was very surprising. I thought it might be Xavier or
Oklahoma.
But Xavier didn't win their conference championship either. And Oklahoma got 7 losses, though. You know, that's.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, just thinking about Oklahoma, there's not too many people I would pick over Buddy Hield and that team. I've seen them play about 3 or 4 times, which is a lot for me because you don't get to see, you know, Harley. We don't get to see Alabama play 3 or 4 times some years, you know, and to be able to go and get a chance to watch this Oklahoma team play this year has been a lot of fun, and they're really a really good team that a lot of teams need to watch out for in the West side of the bracket, leading up to the Final Four and the Elite Eight.
That could be a great Elite Eight match between Oregon and Oklahoma. potentially. That would be a great matchup.
That would be a good matchup.
Yeah, a lot of NBA talent would be on the floor, sure.
Sure would. So that's your number one seeds all in the four regions there. And we mentioned that some of the 16 seeds that are out there are Florida Gulf Coast, Fair Dickinson. They match up tomorrow night on True TV. All these on Turner Networks.
Yeah.
And that game will tip off tomorrow at 6:40 Eastern on True TV. Holy Cross. I'm sorry. That's actually the next game. Jumped ahead here. Go back. That game is 6:40 tomorrow on True TV. And then we also have another game after that. Following that one, that'll be the matchup of the 11 seeds, Vanderbilt and Wichita State.
Should be a good one.
And then that's why we want to go ahead and do this podcast for you guys tonight, is because the games really start tomorrow. The matchups, you have two games tomorrow night, then two games following that before we head into the big dance on Thursday, and setting up for an amazing weekend like March Madness always is.
Oh, yeah.
So, Clay, you ready to do this thing?
Ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
All right. So let's see if I can figure this thing out here. I'm trying to figure out where we want to start at in choosing our teams here.
I guess we'll start with the first four.
Let's go to the East region where Michigan. Let's just go to Holy Cross and Southern.
Holy Cross, okay.
That'll actually be, where's that at?
I think that's in the West region.
That's in the West region. So Holy Cross and Southern, Clay, who we got in that matchup?
Southern's usually a pretty good team. They got a better record. I'm going to go with Southern.
Wow.
Yeah.
You like the Jaguars?
Avery's on the line. I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
I like it. I'm going to go ahead and go opposite with you there. Already, I'm out of the gates. We're going to disagree on the first game.
Nothing's going to be right, bottom line.
We're exactly right. We're shaping up. This is great radio, by the way. We can't agree on everything. Sometimes we gotta disagree on some things. And what, you know, if it's gonna be something, why not just a playing game for 16 seeds, Holy Cross and Southern? But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and pick Holy Cross. I think it's gonna be a really close and good game there. I've heard just enough about Holy Cross. I don't know that much about Southern that I feel more comfortable picking the Holy Cross. So then let's go over and pick the other 16 seeds, Clay. Florida Gulf Coast and Fair Dickinson. Who you got?
I got to go with Florida Gulf Coast. They're usually a pretty consistent, pretty talented team. So I go with Florida Gulf Coast.
Now, I'm agree with you on that one. We're going to stick with Florida Gulf Coast. I see them advancing, at least in this round, getting to the field of 64.
Right.
And I'm actually going to save this matchup for the last one on this round. Clay, how about we go to the East region? Michigan and Tulsa. Who you got?
Tulsa, you know, the surprise team of the tourney, Frank Cates, former Arkansas coach. They're kind of up and down here. They did beat Wichita State. They beat UConn, Cincinnati. They beat Temple. They lost to Memphis twice, though. And you mentioned Michigan, you know, beating up on the bad teams, not doing that great against the good teams. So I think this will be a pretty good game. I'm going to go with Michigan just because of the overall talent advantage.
I think you're right. I think the fact that, you know, obviously both these teams were one of the last couple teams to get into this thing. But we talked about the struggles Tulsa had all year, and I've just seen enough. You know, I think a lot of these teams, this kind of maybe overlooked when we get to this point of the season, is teams who are in rhythm. And a perfect example, Clay, is each and every year we go back to the last couple of big runs that UConn's had in men's college basketball.
Yeah.
And it happened again this year in the tournament, the conference tournament. You know, they always seem to get into more than one overtime game. They got into a four overtime game this year. They had a buzzer beater. We just heard at the beginning of the show here, a buzzer beater to send that thing into a third overtime. And it's just a way. I believe a lot in teams who are gelling at the right time. The chemistry is there. They've been going all year long. You know, sometimes you get teams get tired of listening to each other talk in the locker room, on the court kind of thing, you know. And I think you can tell a lot. It's, you know, just like the playoffs in NFL. There's always that one team that is just on the right, you know, at the right time, they peak at the right time. And I think we can see that this year in the tournament. There may be some teams that make some noise just based on the work they've done in the last week and the way that they're gelling. And basketball is one of those sports, Clay. It's all about chemistry.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I will say this about Tulsa. You know, a few years ago, BCU was the last team in. A lot of people didn't think BCU should be in, you know. And all that team did was make it to the Final Four. So Tulsa could be this year's BCU, but I don't see it happening. But
never know. That's why it's called madness, March Madness.
It is going to be mad.
You know, I used to think they used to call it Ides of March just because of March Madness. Like, how did they know all the way back then, you know, that this was going to happen? The Roman Empire, this Ides of March.
Yeah, they knew March. There's going to be some madness going on, I guess.
All right, Clay, so which region do you want to start with? Actually, you know what? Let's go to Vanderbilt and Wichita State. The 11 seed matchup here. Who's going to win that playing game on the South region?
Man, this is tough. Vanderbilt's got the talent. But I think Wichita State's a top 25 team. I really do. I'm going to go with the Shockers.
I like it. I like Wichita State to do the same. We've seen them play a couple games early this season. They, you know, this is exactly. This is not the Wichita State where we've been accustomed to seeing the last couple of years. However, they've playing a lot better towards the second half of the season than they have in the first half.
Yeah, I think they're a pretty good team. I think they should be seeded a lot higher.
And this is where they make their money too. Each year, each and every year, this is where Wichita State is one of those teams. You just mentioned VCU, Butler, all these teams. You know, this is the time where they come together, they peak, and they're one of those teams that go in there and make a big run into the championship. So I got Wichita State going same as you.
I think Wichita's consistency will be the difference.
I think so. I think you're right. So, Clay, how about we go and let's start in the West.
All right.
West side of the tournament here, the West side region. And we'll go ahead and pick them down. You know, each one down the list here. And
okay.
We mentioned, so you had Southern beating Holy Cross. So the first matchup there will be number one seed Oregon against Southern. Who you got?
I'm going to have to go with the Ducks and probably take this one pretty easily.
You know, how about the Oregon Ducks just kind of shutting out Utah in the conference championship game?
They did. That was very impressive.
That was the third time they beat Utah, who's a really good team, by the way. That's the third time they beat them this season.
True. Utah, they're a high seed, a four seed, three seed. I think that win really spoke to the committee and was the difference in Oregon being a number one overall seed.
So I had Holy Cross getting in there over Southern, but I'm just like you. I'm going to pick the Ducks to advance and to the next round of 32. Our next one up, Clay, is St. Joe's, the 8 seed against the number 9 Cincinnati Bearcats. Who you got?
That's tough, but I like the way this St. Joe's team is playing. You know, they won the ATN. I'm going to go with St. Joe's. It should be a good game, though.
You know what? This is one of the last ones that I picked.
Really? Those 8-9 games are the toughest?
They are. I went through, and I had the same thing happen on the other side, on the east side between USC and Providence. That was another one of those matchups. It's an 8-9. It took me forever to decide who I liked in that one.
Yeah.
By the way, spoiler alert, a lot of you are going to be disappointed in my bracket. I don't have maybe two or three upsets, no huge major ones. Kind of disappointing in myself. But when I was just comparing every team to the other one, this is basketball. I've seen most of these teams play to this point, and this is just the ones I thought would win. I know it's going to be burnt. The first game, probably, I'm going to be wrong. Southern's going to beat Holy Cross, and that's going to be it for me. But I like the Bearcats in this one. I've seen them play in the Big East tournament. They did a good job. I just like what I've seen from Cincinnati here at late. I gotta be honest with you, I haven't seen that much from St. Joe's.
Yeah, I agree with you. Cincinnati is always a talented team, no doubt about it.
So Clay, how we move down to the next one there, Baylor and Yale. You had a little tough time coming up with the winner in this one at first, didn't you?
Yeah, it's always tempting to pick that 12 seed because there's always at least one 12 seed that wins every year, it seems like. But I'm going to go with the Bears. They're a really talented team. I like Baylor.
I'm right there with you. I've seen Baylor's one of those tough teams. I mentioned them in that Big 12 championship game against – or, yeah, Big 12 championship game against – actually, the semifinal against Kansas. They were actually down. I think it was like 3 minutes left to go. They were down by 12, and they fought back and almost walked out of there with a win. So I like what I see from Baylor. They continue to get better each year, and I like them to advance over Yale.
I like it.
And this brings us to a 4-13 matchup between Duke and UNC Williamton.
A little regional game there going on.
I know, right? This is right down the road.
Yeah, Duke's been kind of inconsistent this year, but I got to go with the Blue Devils to take care of UNC Williamton. Might be a pretty tough game early on, but I think Duke will pull away.
I think you're right. You know, this is one of those teams. Duke, they've made history over the last couple of years of getting just upset by these, you know, really small teams.
Now, it would be a bad one to lose to an in-state school.
I'm telling you, wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it. I had to put the Blue Devils in over UNC Williamton. I think that's the right choice. And
yeah.
We'll see what the Blue Devils can do later on here in the stretch.
I like it.
So, Clay, how about our 6-11 seed in the West region, Texas and Northern Iowa?
I tell you, Texas has been a little inconsistent this year, but they're a really talented team. Shaka Smart's obviously a really talented coach. I think you're going to have them ready, prepared against Northern Iowa, who's a really good team out of the Missouri Valley. But I'm going to go with Texas. I think Shaka will have his guys ready against the mid-major team.
You know, Texas, to me, I've watched them play, and it seemed like every time I looked up, you know, you're watching another game and you'll see their score flash at the bottom and they get a big win. They just beat Oklahoma the other week. And I was actually thinking the other day, you know, they beat Oklahoma. They're on this good stretch. They won like three of their last four or five games there against really tough teams. And they go in there. It was on primetime television on ESPN, I believe. It was Texas going into Kansas to take on the number one team. And I thought, you know, at the beginning, I thought if Texas goes in there and walks away with the win or at least plays a tough matchup, it's going to say a lot about this Texas team. Not taking anything away from them now, Kansas did run away with that one early, and it wasn't even close to rest. That just proves to you how strong the number one overall seed is in this tournament in Kansas. Texas is a fantastic team. I love what I'm seeing from Shaka Smart there. They're finally, it seemed like it took him a couple of years to get going. You know, he got his recruits in there now. It seems to be gelling pretty well. I think next year we'll see even a better year from Texas. And but I did like them to advance in this region, or in this matchup in this region over Northern Iowa.
I like it.
Clay, a team that we've seen a lot, they just extended the contract to their head coach for another 5 years. Texas A&M as a 3 seed versus Green Bay, the 14.
Yeah, I like Texas A&M. They look good against Kentucky, which that was a great game, by the way. I don't know if you got a chance to watch that.
I did. I was actually in Mellow Mushroom sitting next to the UTC Chattanooga Mox team, by the way, who made the tournament. No big deal. I was sitting next to them. We're watching that game on a big projector in downtown. At Mellow Mushroom. It was no better way to watch that game.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, Texas A&M, Daniel House is a really good player. And he's not the only one. They got a few good players. So they should take care of Green Bay.
Again, no major upset here. Aggies are really good. I thought they were going to, their first second, I thought they were going to get a big win over Kentucky. Those last two games that Kentucky played were really tough. Tough games down the stretch between Georgia and Texas A&M.
Right.
And obviously the better team prevailed in that. But A&M, they're just a 3 seed. They're actually a seed. We talked about that earlier in the show. They're actually 1 seed higher than Kentucky, who beat them 3 hours before it was announced.
Right. That same schedule and everything. But,
crazy. Now, let me ask you this. How about a 7-10 matchup between Oregon State and VCU?
This is a tough one. I'm going to go with a team that's been there more. We'll go with VCU. At the end of the tournament, they're more seasoned. Oregon State, you know, their coach is I can't think of his name, but you know, he had a great year. He's finally got this program turned around, going in the right direction. You know, Oregon State used to be a really, really bad team. It used to be one of the worst Power Five teams in the country, probably the worst Power Five team in the country. And the fact that they're in the NCAA tournament is says a lot. But I think. I'm going to go with the team that's used to being in the dance, VCU. I think it would be a great game, though.
I'm right there with you. VCU is my pick as well. I just like this team. This is just what we talked about. This is one of those teams who this is where they make their money. They come in every year. They're almost always a lower seed, just like this year. They're kind of flying under the radar as a 10 seed. I see them advancing into the next round.
You know who whose famous son plays for Oregon State. I'll give you a hint. His nickname was the Glove.
Oh, that's Gary Payton.
Yeah, his son plays for the Beavers. He's pretty good.
I was gonna guess it was. I know it was some legendary point guard. I couldn't break it down between who it was exactly, but yeah. Gary Payton, man, that was a guy, one of the best defenders in the NBA. I gotta be honest with you, I haven't seen a lot of Oregon State ball. I can't stay up and watch Pac-12 basketball games at midnight.
Right.
But if it's anything like his old man, he's pretty decent basketball player.
He'll probably be a first round pick next year.
I like it. By the Seattle Supersonics. Just kidding. So Clay, that 2-15 matchup in the West region.
Oh yeah,
that's Oklahoma. And who's the mine's actually cut off? Who's that 15?
They're playing Cal State Bakersfield.
Cal 15. State Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to Oklahoma. Pretty
yeah. One of the very few times that I'll do this, but Boomer Sooner in that one.
Yeah.
I like them obviously to advance. Oklahoma's one of my favorite teams in this year's dance.
I agree.
Let's keep it going here in the West region, Clay. We'll go back to the top. I have Oregon, and you have St. Joe's as the 8 seed. Who do you like in that one?
Oregon staying in the West. Okay, I'm going to go with Oregon to beat St. Joe's.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought you said St. Joe's over Oregon.
No, I'm going with the
West. Okay.
I ain't getting too crazy yet.
I'm about to jump out of my chair. Yeah, I think you're right, though. I like Oregon in that one as well. It's going to be a tough game. I think down the stretch we'll see Oregon be really tested, and we'll wonder if this really is a number one seed. But I think I like them to advance in this one.
Close game at halftime or something and pull away?
Yeah, something like that.
I could say that.
And you don't want to. This is one of those teams you don't want to run against. Like Oregon, this is what they do. They're just a fast break team. They can go ahead and make quick easy shots in transition. So this is a team you don't want to be running up the floor with, if you're St. Joe's or Cincinnati.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent, a lot of good athletes on that Oregon team.
I'm taking Oregon over Cincinnati in that one. How about we got Baylor and Duke in the 5-4.
Man, what a matchup in the second round.
I know, this is where we get down right here. This is a good matchup.
This is a tough one. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is a tough one. Hard to pick against Coach K, though. I'm gonna go with Duke.
You know, I thought the same thing.
That's gonna be a tough game. That's gonna be a good game.
I thought the same thing. I was trying to go back and forth. I'm thinking of how talented this Baylor's team is.
Yeah.
But Coach K just finds a way to get it done each year. He gets... advances in there, and if he doesn't get put out early, he finds a way to make a good run in the tournament. And I can see them getting past Baylor in that second round there.
It's gonna be a good one.
Texas and Texas A&M.
Wow, what about that matchup?
Big 12 matchup a little bit there.
It's gonna be a crazy game. You know what? I like A&M to take their vengeance out on Texas. I think A&M will blow them out.
I'm right there with you, man. Sticking with the Aggies. I really like what I'm seeing from this team. They're playing. This is one of those teams I was mentioning earlier who they are playing their best at the right time. They're getting ready for the tournament there. They made an amazing stretch late in the regular season into the conference championship there. And here we are in the tournament. I can see them getting past Texas for sure in this round, in this matchup of old Big 12 rivalry.
They don't. They're still mad at Texas. They're gonna try and beat Texas any chance they get.
Thank you. Right. And it's funny because, you know what? Let's go ahead and pick our next matchup here. Then I'll get to what's funny. We both have VCU and Oklahoma advancing. Who do you like?
Oh, gotta go with Oklahoma.
See, this is what's funny because I was trying to go back and think Oklahoma's obvious. I think they're gonna be an obvious pick to get over VCU right here in my book anyway. And I was going back to Texas A&M. I was looking at it. You know. If Texas beats Texas A&M somehow, that's the Red River rivalry right there in the tournament.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
But
they try and keep the teams separated, but there's just so many Big 12 teams in this year that they couldn't really do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. That's what we were doing.
But Yeah, because Baylor's right there too. If they beat Duke, you know, that could be a lot of 12 teams. But
I know it could be. That's Baylor, Texas A&M in the past, Texas, Oklahoma.
Wow.
You know.
That's crazy to have three teams from the same conference on one side of the bracket.
Exactly. It's just you know, coincidence. This all happened this way.
Pretty big coincidence.
There's no big coincidences. There's just coincidences.
I think there's degrees of coincidence.
A little bit of Seinfeld there for our listeners. So, Clay, we have our Sweet 16 in this region right now in the West. We have Oregon, Duke, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma.
All right, we're in agreement. I like it.
I like it. We're straight there in agreement. Now, let's go ahead and pick another Sweet 16 run here. Let's go over to the Midwest region, Clay, in the bottom half there. Let's go to number one, Virginia against Hampton. Who do you got in the 1-16 matchup there?
Let me go with the Cavaliers, one of the most underrated teams in the country every year. Play good defense. So they're not flashy. I mean, they play good defense. You know, they rebound. They control the ball on offense. You know, a lot of people don't like the way they play, but I like this Virginia team. They shouldn't have any more propensity.
You know what? Two teams remind me a lot of each other in many ways.
Who's that?
Virginia and Maryland.
Yeah. That's pretty good comparison.
They both had, of course, Virginia had a better season, but still, both had fantastic seasons this year, and yeah, they kind of both flew under the radar here. Virginia, number one seed. I mean, that's fantastic right there for the Cavaliers. Got to give them the edge over the 16 seed Hampton.
Oh, yeah. Hampton's a pretty good basketball school, but, you know, definitely less competition and less talent than Virginia.
You know what, though? How about we just give it up for Virginia right now? Because a couple years ago, who was talking about this Cavalier team in the ACC?
Yeah, sure.
Thinking about Duke, North Carolina, all these, you know, even going back a little ways to Wake Forest and all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people were shining a light on Virginia. So, excellent job of the coaching staff doing some really good recruiting and get some players in here who can play ball and get this team into a one seed opportunity this year.
Oh, yeah. I like it. They play good defense.
I like them too. So, I got them in this matchup against Hampton. And I love, you know how much I love the Hamptons.
Yeah, that's a tough pick.
All right, 8-9. Another 8-9 matchup here, Clay. Texas Tech and Butler.
Chubby Smith, Red Raiders. That's tough. I'm going to go with Butler.
I like them too. I saw somewhere, I don't know what it was, but I saw some guy's bracket that had Texas Tech winning it all.
They're pretty challenging. No doubt. I mean, they got athletes on that squad. They're a little inconsistent. Chubby Smith, you know, he's still rebuilding there. But, yeah, they got talent.
I'm going with the Dogs as well.
They had a really good year in a good conference. Butler has proved that they're, you know, no longer Cinderella. You know, they're a contender year in and year out. So I like the Bulldogs.
Me too.
Should be a good one. And you know, they're saying a lot about Texas though, in 8th seed despite being 19 and 12.
I know. How about that?
He says a lot about the Red Raiders.
And the Big 12.
Yeah.
That's another matchup you could foresee later down the road. If they were to advance around Butler and Virginia and down the list there, they could end up playing one of their foes in conference between Oklahoma or somebody like that.
Yeah. That's possible.
I think this was a pretty intriguing matchup that a lot of people are looking at for an upset this year. Purdue is the 5 seed. Arkansas Little Rock is the 12.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to pull the trigger and go with an upset on this one.
Oh, man. Upset alert.
Yeah.
The Boilermakers.
Chris Beard is Little Rock's coach. He does a great job turning his program around. They're 29-4. They get up and down the floor. They play great basketball. He may be the coach of the year, or he's got to be up there. Yeah. I'm going to go with Arkansas Little Rock. There's always a 12 seed that wins. You know, at least one 12 seed will win. They always do, it seems like. So, this year, Little Rock's my pick for the
12-5 upset. I like it. I'm not going to go, like I mentioned, I'm not going to go too insane on this. I wanted to pick upsets so badly, I did.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, I seen Purdue play the last couple of games. They look really good. But you may be right. They may be in for an upset against Arkansas Little Rock, and I wouldn't mind that happening a bit. But it would be cool kind of see the Boilermakers get back in there, and that's who I have in this matchup.
I can see it. I mean, obviously they're going to be the favorites, but I like Arkansas Little Rock. I think they can match them pretty close athletically, and Who knows? Gotta have an upset or two.
Got to. How about our next matchup? 4-13. Iowa State, that a lot of teams, a lot of people, really experts are pointing at right now. They're keeping an eye on Iowa State because of the way they struggled down the stretch here.
Yeah.
Iowa State against the 13 seed Iona.
Gotta watch out for AJ English. He's an NBA player for Iona. That's gonna be a tough game. I think it's gonna be a tight, low scoring, one possession game. But we'll go with Iowa State.
You know, I actually picked Iowa State and the Cyclones.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of having a hard time. I want to pick Iona here.
Iona's pretty good. They really are.
I don't know what to do.
Go with you get.
Give me Iona. I'm giving the upset. 4-13. I'm taking Iona.
I like it. There's a lot of 4-13 upsets too. Not as common as the 12-5, but there's a pretty good bit of 13-4 upsets as well.
Right here. Speaking of the 4-13 upsets, 14 seeds have beaten the 3 seeds in the round of 64 in each of the last 3 years, including twice last season.
Well, 14.
Right.
Is Iona 14 or
13? Oh, sorry, 13. I'm jumping ahead here. I had another one I was going to do earlier about a 4-13.
You're already picking the 14th seed.
Give it the 13th seed, Iona, to take it over Iowa State there in that Midwest first-round matchup.
I like it.
Seton Hall, Gonzaga. Who do you got?
That's tough, but I like the Seton Hall squad. Gonzaga had a good year, but I like the Seton Hall squad. You know, they won the Big East. They're playing real good basketball right now, so I'm going to have to go with Seton Hall.
Me too. They're playing one of the best, playing some of the best basketball out there right now. And Gonzaga is one of those teams that kind of really lucked their way in this year.
Yeah. And, not as common as years past.
Exactly. So give me Seton Hall on that one as well. 3-14, Clay, Utah, and Fresno State.
Interesting. Fresno State, I think, got a very low seed. That's a pretty decent conference. The Mountain West is not what it used to be. Obviously, you know, there's no more Utah, there's no more BYU. But still, I was surprised to see Fresno State getting a 14 seed. I think they're a pretty good team, pretty good talented team. You know, a pretty big, well-known school. But yeah, I'm going to go Utah. They're a talented squad. They have lost to Oregon 3 times, but. I think they'll get by Fresno, but I think it'd be a pretty close game.
As long as the Utes are not playing the Ducks, they're okay. So give me the Utes in this one.
Yeah.
How about Dayton, a team that we've seen play earlier on in the season, Clay? Dayton against the 10 seed Syracuse that a lot of people are kind of pointing at there.
I think Syracuse get in. They lost to St. John's for crying out loud. I think Dayton runs away with this game.
Me too. I like Dayton. I like the Flyers in that one as well.
Syracuse did have some good wins, but they had some really bad losses. I'm surprised they were a 10 seed. I thought they might be one of the last teams in, but to be a 10 seed, to be squarely in, I mean, to be solidly in the field.
Yep.
I'm surprised. It's kind of an expectation.
A lot of people are pointing at Syracuse right there, and I mean, Mike Greenberg this morning on Mike and Mike said it was he was appalled or something like that they got Syracuse in, and Mom Math is out, but. Nevertheless, Cuse makes it in there. Boeheim's in by seeing an early exit as the Flyers went away with that one. One of the best teams, one of my favorite teams. I love Tom Izzo, love the Spartans.
Oh, yeah.
The Michigan State has a 2 seed. A lot of people thought they'd be a 1 seed. There are 2 in this region. They take on the 15 Middle Tennessee State. Who you got, Clay?
Yeah, they're playing like a 1 seed. I'm on CBS.com, and they have Michigan in their ranking that whole field. From 1 to 68, they have Michigan State as their number 1 overall team. I can see it. They're playing really good basketball. They should take care of Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee's a pretty good team and a good conference USA. Kind of like Fresno. I think that's a little bit of a low seed for a team like Middle Tennessee because they play in a good conference. I think Michigan State should take care of them.
I think so too. How about we fly up to the East Region, Clay? There's a lot of intriguing matchups in this one.
All right.
Let's go to the number 1 versus 16, North Carolina and Florida Gulf Coast. We both have Florida Gulf Coast advancing in that round. So who do you like in this game?
I've got to go with the Tar Heels. They're playing real good basketball right now.
I think you're right. Give them the Tar Heels in that one. It's not going to be close. How about the 8-9? This is one of the last ones that I picked here, USC Providence. Who you got?
Okay, I have a problem picking this one. I like Providence.
Me too.
USC's been kind of inconsistent this year. I'm surprised they got an 8 seed. I thought USC might be a 9 or a 10. USC was an 8 seed was kind of surprising to me. I think Providence will win it pretty handily.
I do too. Give me Providence in that one as well. This is another matchup here, Clay, that a lot of people are pointing out that could be a potential upset here. 5-seeded Indiana against the Chattanooga Mocs here in Tennessee. Who you got?
You got to go with your hometown team, don't you?
You know, I get a lot of hate if I don't.
It is very tempting. I'm gonna go with Tom Crean. You know, Tom Crean had a lot of some heat this year in the offseason. You know, there was rumors that he might go to Alabama or might take another job. And, you know, he just quietly put together a really solid year. So I'm
going
to go with the Hoosiers, but I think it'd be a really good game.
To me,
I think those Mocs, they've had a great year.
They really have. Really kind of fly under the radar. Speaking of flying under the radar, Indiana done the same thing this year. They're just quietly sitting there as a 5 seed, really to bust anybody else's bubble who has an idea of getting past them in any region, any matchup in the dance. Yeah. So I like them advancing in the first round against Chattanooga, and that's probably going to set up a pretty good matchup in the second round. If they take on the Kentucky Wildcats and John Calipari versus Stony Brook, Clay, who do you got? Making their first, by the way, Stony Brook's making their first ever school appearance into the big dance. So that's pretty cool.
Stony Brook has a good player. He scored Jamel Warney. He had 43 points in one game. They're a pretty good team. He's a real good player. But the problem is that Kentucky has 12 really good players.
Exactly.
I think the Kentucky team is going to make a deep run. I'm going to go with the Wildcats.
I like it. Give me the Wildcats in that one as well. So I think it'll be a fantastic second round matchup between old
Whenever Kentucky's underseeded, I think they're underseeded this year, they always make a run.
Well, I think they've had some underwhelming losses this year against Auburn, teams like that. And then they come in here last 10 games and playing really well, played really strong at the conference tournament games. They're one of those teams that's playing at their best right now.
No doubt about it.
How about we go to the 6-11 Notre Dame? And so we both have Michigan in that one, that play-in game. So Notre Dame and Michigan, who you got?
I like that matchup, old school football classic.
I know, right?
Notre Dame, they had a little bit of a rough start to the season. You know, they lost to Alabama in a tournament early in the year. But they're playing really good basketball lately. I think they beat North Carolina. They had some good wins here lately.
They beat Duke. They beat Duke in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, they beat Duke. I'm going to go with Notre Dame.
I did the same. Notre Dame's a really strong team, and I like what I'm seeing from them. They're really hard to pick against in any matchup in this tournament, really.
Yeah.
Then we slide down to the 3-14 West Virginia, the 3 seed, and that's SF Austin as a 14. Clay, who you got?
Hey, Stephen F. Austin's a really good team. They're in the tournament every year. They've only lost like 5 conference games the last 3 years. I think is what I heard. So Stephen F. Austin is a really good team, and that could be one of those 14-3 upsets you were talking about earlier. But I like the way the West Virginia team's playing right now. They're playing really good. I'm going to go with the Huggy Bears.
I can say Bob Huggins is doing a fantastic job down there. They really played well. They almost walked off with the Big 12 championship against the #1 overall seed, Kansas. So
maybe they won't be too deflated after that loss. I don't think they will. I think they'll be ready to play against a really good team.
I don't think so either. Give me West Virginia in that one as well. Then we slide down to the 7-10, Wisconsin versus Pittsburgh. Who do you got?
That's interesting. Pittsburgh had a bit of a kind of disappointing year, but they finished strong to make the tournament. Wisconsin, wow, what a job Wisconsin has done. Remember, they were dead in the water early in the year. They fired Bob Ryan retired. Would you have thought they'd be a 7 seed in the tournament? You remember when we talked about that?
Right.
Podcast.
Yeah.
That was a really early podcast we had.
And by the way, it was announced a few weeks ago that he was going to take over as the full-time head coach, just like Bob Ryan wanted to really had happen. Picked his guy, handpicked him, been with him for, 17 years. Throws him in there, now he finally gets a chance to coach his very first team. And, of course, it's really home for those guys in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, it's overdue. Yeah, I think he deserved the job, and he's done a great job this year. I'm gonna pick him to beat Pittsburgh.
I am too. I'm right there with you. Give me the Badgers.
think it'd be a good game, but I like the way Wisconsin's playing.
Two tough. This is a matchup right here. Two tough teams right here in the 2 and 15 matchup. Xavier, a team that a lot of people thought should be a one seed, and Weber State, who's always a tough out in the tournament. Who do you see prevailing in that one?
I like Xavier. They've had a really good year. They got a lot of talent. They'll be tested in this first round game, but I like Xavier to pull away.
I feel the same way as you do. Give me Xavier in that one. I like them, and I like them to advance. Pretty far along here in this tournament this year. I like what this team's doing. So that leaves us the South region, the number one overall seed. Kansas is in that one. Number one seed Kansas takes on 16 seed Austin Peay. Who do you got in that matchup?
Yeah, pretty obvious. I think Kansas will win that one pretty easily.
I think you're right on that one. Right on the money. Give me the Jayhawks to advance way deep into this conference, this tournament, by the way. A really intriguing matchup here. All the 8-9 matchups are really tough. But this one right here is probably the easiest one for me to choose between all those. Colorado, the 8, UConn, the 9. Who you got?
Well, this is a tough game, but I like the way UConn's playing. We talked about them earlier. They won the American Conference. I'm going to go with UConn. They always play their best in March.
That's dead on, man. There's one of those teams that make that tough stretch. Every year they seem to do the same thing. They beat teams they shouldn't. They extend games, playing double overtime, four overtime, whatever. They get it done in that realm. You got to love what Kevin Ollie's doing right now, just a few years removed from winning a national championship with this team. And I like them to make a strong push getting past Colorado in the first round.
Should be a good game. That might be one of the best games in the tournament.
Maybe. Maryland, South Dakota, 5-12. Who you got?
Okay, South Dakota State's a good team.
South Dakota State, my bad.
I'm sorry. Yeah, South Dakota State's a good team. I'm going to go with Maryland. I like where this Maryland team plays and compared them to Virginia earlier in the year. They're playing pretty good right here down the stretch. It's going to be a tight game. I think it'll be a really close, good game, but I'm going to go with Maryland.
Give me the Terps. Scott Van Pelt, he was a Terp. He went to Maryland. Give me the Terps.
I like it.
Number four, Cal, 13, Hawaii. Who do you got?
Tough game. Hawaii's a really good team, underrated team. But Cal's got a lot of NBA talent on that roster. I'm going to go with Cal. I think it should be a really close. I think it'll be in the single digits, but I think Cal won.
This is where my first real upset was. It was right here between Cal and Hawaii. For some reason, it's, you know, maybe it was the Hawaiian spirit of the island, whatever you want to call it here. You know, the voodoo of the tiki man here, or whatever. Give me Hawaii in that matchup against the West Coast. Golden Bears. I like Hawaii in that one.
Well, I like it.
Arizona, the 6, and I think we both have Wichita State advancing in that one. So Arizona, Wichita State, who do you got in the 6-11?
Well, that'd be a good game. I'm going to go with Arizona. I think Arizona's, you know, they kind of had a little bit of a rough start to the year. They're playing better. Obviously, they got a lot of talent. They're obviously used to winning. I think it would be just a little bit too much for the Shockers.
I think you're right. Give me Arizona and that one as well. Wildcats doing a fantastic job right now the way they're playing. Just keep it rolling here, man. They're doing a good job over there in Arizona. How about the 3-14 Miami Buffalo? Who you got?
Gotta go with you. Miami's playing really good basketball this year. They got a lot of talent. A team that nobody talks about, but they're a really athletic team. Playing a great conference, obviously. Buffalo's a good team too. Buffalo a little up and down. Buffalo was really good a couple of years ago. They're still, you know, obviously good. They make the tournament again, but I like Miami.
I'm glad you said that about Miami because not a lot of people are talking about them. They're another one of those ACC teams, kind of like Virginia, that just flew under the radar, and here they are at a 3 seed in the tournament. And they're really, you know, doing that work in the regular season and in the ACC tournament. They got themselves right where they needed to be, and, you know, in really good shape for the tournament here. Can ask for really a better matchup for them starting off this tournament here against Buffalo. Give me the Hurricanes. A team that's struggling right now as of late, the last couple of weeks, really last few games, Iowa as a 7, Temple as a 10.
Yeah, you nailed it on the head. Iowa, I think, is struggling. I like this Temple team. A lot of people are low on Temple, but I think they're actually a pretty good team.
Is that your pick?
They're my pick. Yeah, I like them to beat Iowa.
Wow, give me the Owls. Wow.
I'm liking these 10 seeds, I've noticed.
You are. You got a pattern here with these 10s.
Yeah. don't know if I've even picked a 7 seed to win yet. I picked Dayton. But yeah, I'm going to go with Temple.
I like it. I'm going to stick with. I think they're going to ride the ship here, and Hawkeyes are going to find a way to get it done here in this couple of days off. Figure out what they need to do against this Temple team. Give me the Hawkeyes to advance in that round.
All right.
I'm not ready to be as bold as you are. You're madman with those 10 seeds.
Nah, for some reason I like 10.
How about the 2-15 Villanova, UNC, Asheville? Who do you got?
Villanova always kind of lulls around in these games when they're usually a 1 or 2 or 3 seed. That's usually kind of a close game, and they'll end up pulling away and winning by like 12-13. I think that's what they'll do. I think Nova will win about 12 or 13. Just kind of be an ugly game.
15 seeds have beaten 2 seeds 7 times in 124 meetings in the round of 64. However, 3 of those 7 are in the last 4 years.
Wow.
Kind of been on a hot streak with these 15s the last few years, but I'm not ready to do it. Give me Villanova in that one as well. One of my favorite teams. You're big on Nova every year. Jay Wright's doing a fantastic job down there like he always is. Give me Nova.
Great coach. It'll be interesting to see if they can actually win multiple games in the tournament. It seems like they kind of choke every year in March.
So we officially have, let's see. We need to keep picking our games here. We need to go. We'll stay in the South, Clay. Kansas, UConn. Who do you got?
I'm gonna go with the Jayhawks. Just gonna be a little bit too much. I like UConn, but Kansas is gonna be just too much.
Yep, the Cinderella ride ends right there. Give me the Jayhawks with a big win over UConn. Maryland versus Cal. You had. Who do you got?
Cal, they got a lot of talent.
Wow, upsetting the Terps. Well, not really an upset. I guess they're a seed higher than them.
Yeah, they're actually the higher seed, but you would think it was an upset. But yeah, I like Cal. They had a great year. They got a lot of NBA talent. I'm telling you, I'm going with the Bears.
I like it. I'm sticking with the Terps. I actually had Hawaii over Cal. I like the Terps to in Hawaii's season there. I don't know. I like what I see from this team. It's cool to have Maryland back, you know, be this good every year like they were. Back in the day of, what was his name? Steve Blake.
Yeah.
How about, let's see, Arizona, Miami, we both had those two teams advancing. Who do you got in that matchup?
I like the U.
Give me the U as well. Give me the Hurricanes in that one.
Yeah, I like them big.
Temple, Villanova.
You picked Temple as well?
No, you picked Temple. You go ahead.
I did. Intercity battle of Philadelphia. I'm
going to
go with Villanova.
I like it. I had Iowa actually advancing in that round against Temple. Give me Nova, though. This may be one of those games, like you mentioned, where they struggle in the beginning. Yeah. But they find a way to get it going in the second half. I like Nova advancing there. So in the round, in the Sweet 16 there, we have Kansas. You have Kansas, Cal, Miami, and Villanova. I have Kansas, Maryland, Miami, and Villanova. Let's slide on.
We already did the West side earlier.
So. Yeah, the West side, we have Oregon, Duke, A&M, and Oklahoma. All of us, we both have that same four right there in the Sweet 16 on the West side. How about we go over to the East side, Clay? We both had North Carolina and Providence advancing. Who do we got?
I'm going to go with North Carolina. Providence is a good team, but North Carolina's one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the nation right now. I'm going to go with the Tar Heels.
You and the Tar Heels as well, I like them. Obviously one of the top teams in this tournament this year, I like them to advance in this round. Probably one of the most anticipated matchups is Indiana and Kentucky. We both have them playing against each other in the second round. Who do you think prevails in that matchup?
Kentucky. Too much talent.
I think you're right.
They're clicking. Kentucky.
And sometimes it feels like they can't miss from three, and if they do, they don't miss again.
Right, they get the offensive rebound and make another one.
Exactly. So, given the Wildcats in that one, setting up a fantastic third round matchup between North Carolina and Kentucky in that one.
Wow,
I like that.
Yeah.
Before we get there, though, let's go ahead and take a step back. We had Notre Dame against West Virginia in the second round as a 6-3. Who do we got?
2 former Big East teams now in different conferences playing each other. So these two teams are used to each other, and that's tough. Notre Dame's playing pretty good here lately. Give me West Virginia, though. That's a tough pick, though. Man, that's tough. I'm going with West Virginia. My Hurricanes.
Hard to go against the Mountaineers. Bob Huggins. Huggies. You mean West Virginia?
I'm stuck on those. Notre Dame's playing good lately.
I know. That's one of those. That was actually one, another one of those that was one of my last ones I picked.
Yeah. I agree.
Wisconsin. Talk about the great season they had against the two seed Xavier.
Well, I have to get the eraser out. I penciled in Wisconsin to keep the dream season going, but you know what? Give me Xavier.
Okay.
I like the Xavier team. I like the Xavier too much. Wisconsin's had a magical year, you know, with the new coach, and it would be something if they could make a run. But I got to go with my brain on this one. I'm going to go with Xavier. I'm going to go with my brain over my guts.
I like it. What does your heart tell you to do? What does the little man inside you say?
My little man doesn't know.
The little man knows all. and my little man's telling me to pick Xavier in Wisconsin over Wisconsin in this matchup. I just like them a lot better. Should be, you know, arguably a one seed in this thing. So give me Xavier to advance in that one.
So
that leaves us our Midwest region, the last one to advance to the Sweet 16.
The worst region, in my opinion. I do like Michigan State, though, but overall, I think these other regions are stronger.
Virginia, Michigan State's only two top teams in that one. I like Seton Hall, but that's saying something right there. You know, if Seton Hall is the third best team in that side of that region, that's saying something. Nothing against Seton Hall.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and kick it off, Clay. Virginia against the number 9 seed Butler. Who do we got?
I'm going to go with Virginia. It should be a defensive game, kind of low scoring. I think it'd be a pretty close game, but I think Virginia will pull away and win by about 8 or 9. I'm going to go with the Cavaliers.
Give me the Cavaliers as well. I like them to advance. One of my favorite teams in this thing. Purdue against Iowa State for you. Who do you got?
I actually picked Arkansas Little Rock.
Oh, my bad. You're right. Another one of your big upsets you got. Arkansas Little Rock against Iowa State. Who do you got there?
You know what? I'm going to go with Arkansas Little Rock.
Oh, man. Keeping the dream season alive.
We have at least one team make a run, and my team this year is Arkansas Little Rock. I'll probably lose in the first round, but they're my team.
Hey, you never know. Like you said, there's always one team every year that doesn't.
Yep. So I got them going to the Sweet 16. I think it'll be a good game, but I think they'll get past the Steve Prohm and the Iowa State Hawkeyes. Cyclones, excuse me. Sorry, Iowa State fans. I'm going to coach. Hawkeyes, that
it's late, okay? He had a hard day at work, okay? So,
I like Little Rock. Who you got?
For me in that one, I actually had Purdue getting past Arkansas Little Rock, and I had Iona upsetting Iowa State.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and just put Purdue in the Boilermakers right there. I'm probably a little high on Purdue than anyone else is.
You are. I
think I just, you know, from Dumb and Dumber, you know, just a couple of Boilermakers. I think it's mainly the only reason why I'm picking them, but you know.
They're good every year. Matt Painter's a good coach. He's been there forever. Yeah, that's a safe pick.
Seton Hall, Utah. Go.
Seton Hall.
Wow, I actually have Utah. You know what? I think you're right on this, though. All your picks right now, I can see this totally happening. I can see Arkansas Little Rock making a push, getting to the Final Four. I can see Seton Hall doing the same thing.
I didn't even think about it. You just said those two teams, and I just Seton Hall popped in first.
See, the little man does know all.
He's going with Seton Hall.
I like it. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take the Utes. I don't really want to anymore. I'm going to stay committed to my pick right here. I like Seton Hall. I like your pick a lot. I'm going to go with the Utes just because I did earlier.
Yeah, I respect it.
How about, and this is actually a fantastic matchup for 2-7 here. Dayton Flyers, Michigan State, one of the best matchups in this round, really. Who do you got?
Should be a great game, but I can't pick against Michigan State. I think Dayton will play them hard. I think it'll be a 40-minute game. But I think Michigan State will pull away and win.
I like it. Listen to the Sports Report March Madness podcast here on TKIslandRadio.com, getting you guys ready for the big dance and the four play-in games that all tip off. Actually, two tip off tomorrow night and then two the following day. We're down to our Sweet 16, Clay.
It's been madness so far.
It has been madness. And you know what? There's a few games that we disagreed on, but we kind of have the bulk of it is the teams right there together.
True.
I think, what is it? It's two teams we don't agree on. You have Cal in the Sweet 16.
I have Cal in the Sweet 16. I have Arkansas Little Rock, obviously, and Seton Hall.
And so three.
Yeah, I think that's the only difference. So that's pretty
not bad. 13 out of 16 ain't bad. we have to give the listeners kind of, you know, a little bit of diversity here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right.
And, you know what, this could end up being, you know, Kansas could lose to Austin Peay in the first round. Who knows?
Okay. Hey, let's start with the West region. Since we haven't talked about that region in a while.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get back there. Oregon and Duke, 1-4.
Ooh, man, now that's a tough one right there. You know what? Give me the Ducks. They're an athletic team. You know, I think this is their year. Give me the Ducks over Duke. Duke's been a little too inconsistent.
I like it. I have Oregon in there as well. It was really tough for me because I like Duke a lot. I love Coach K and what he's done at that university every year, and really turning down the chance to go pro each and every year. Any NBA team would fire their coach and hire him right now. But I like the Ducks. I like what they're doing. They're one of the most athletic teams out there. I mentioned how they like to run and gun, and Duke does this every year where they advance and then they stall.
Yeah.
And this is not the team you want to do that against. So give me the Ducks. A&M, Oklahoma, old rivalry. Who do you get?
Yeah, that's a tough game to pick. A lot of NBA talent on the floor. I think Oklahoma has just a slight talent edge. They obviously played in a better conference. Oklahoma close. So I'm going to go with the Sooners.
Me too. I'm really high on Buddy Hield. As you know, one of my favorite players. Yep. He's going to be a fantastic player the next level, too.
I think he'll out-duel Daniel House.
I think you're right. You're right on that one. It's going to be a great game either way.
Yeah.
I love A&M. I love what they're doing there. Obviously going to be one of the toughest teams to beat in the SEC next coming seasons. But give me the Sooners there. We head over to the Midwest region, Virginia, and that is Arkansas Little Rock for you. Do you see Arkansas Little Rock continuing this run, Clay, against the number one seed of Virginia?
Nah, I think Virginia ended. I think Virginia defense will support a lot. Shut them down.
The Cavaliers prevail against Arkansas Little Rock.
Yeah, I think so.
Give me the Cavs as well. I don't. I have actually them going against who?
Purdue.
Yeah. Or I feel worse about that pick as I go. give me the Cavaliers in that one as well. It doesn't matter who they have in that round. I'm taking Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Let's see. For you, it's Seton Hall and Michigan State in the six and two. Who do you got?
I got to go with Michigan State again. I think I'm not gonna tell you who I got to win it all, but Michigan State is gonna be in the conversation for sure. I like Michigan State.
I think you're dead on it because I'm always every year I'm high on Tom Izzo. I'm on the high on the Spartans, and I'm actually a big fan of Valentine, the guy they have down there. Who, you know, a lot of people are sleeping on. He could end up being one of the best players in the draft this year. That a lot of people are not paying attention to.
I like it.
So I like the Spartans to win over Utah in that 3-2 matchup that I have, setting up that region's Elite Eight. So we pop back up to the East region, Clay, and we hear this is the only – this one in the West was the only one that we agreed on, the West, East and West. North Carolina, Kentucky, that fantastic matchup in the 1-4. I mean, that's going to be – I wouldn't mind if that game went on for six overtimes.
Flip a coin. You know, I just had to psych myself into this game. I just had to say I just had to pick a team, and I like the way this Kentucky team is playing. I'm going to go with Kentucky with a slight upset.
I'm right there with you, man. Just I don't know if it's just watching Kentucky play the last couple of games. It's the way that they're so dominant on defense, really, and that transitions into offense because the way that they play defensively, they can pop up threes on a fast break or they can get down there. And like we mentioned a minute ago, if they miss a three, they sure as heck get the offensive rebound, throw it back up, and make the second one. They don't miss very rarely do they miss two shots in a row.
Right. Yeah, they make you play. They're good at getting second chances, too.
So give me Kentucky in that matchup, ending North Carolina's run. How about West Virginia and Xavier in that round?
It's just tough, but I'm going to go with the team that I think have been there before. I'm going to go with West Virginia. I think it's going to be a tough game. Xavier's obviously really talented, but Give me the Mountaineers in that one.
Our picks are coming closer and closer to being just alike. Give me West Virginia in that one as well. That's it. I'm not listening anymore. Turn this thing off. West Virginia, I like the way they're playing. I don't know what it was. I was watching them in the Big 12 championship, the tournament. It was really, really opened my eyes to what this team has been all year long. I like them over Xavier in that one, setting up the Elite Eight matchup between Kentucky and West Virginia. We'll pick that in just a second. We head over to the South region, Clay. Okay. And you actually have... You have Kansas and Cal.
Yeah.
In the 1-4.
I really like Cal. They're a really talented team, but I think Kansas will be just a little bit too much for them. I'm going to go with the Jayhawks.
I like it. Game of the Jayhawks as well over Maryland that I have. I love the Terps. Love what they're doing. I don't love them that much to pick them over the number one overall seed. Bill Self just every year just reloads, and they're a fantastic team. Give me Kansas.
I like it.
This is a tough one right here. Hurricanes against Nova.
I want to pick Villanova, but they always find a way to lose these kind of games. So I'm picking Miami.
You just had to go pick one that I didn't have. we would have had the exact same lead eight.
Oh, wow. You picking Miami as well?
No, I'm picking Nova.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was one difference in our Elite Eight is you have Miami over. And you know what, though? I love Hurricanes team. I could totally see them beating Nova. I think that's going to be a close game anyway.
Okay.
So it's going to be a tough matchup there.
Until Villanova gets past the Sweet 16, they're going to have to prove it to me before I can pick them. I'm sorry. I love Villanova. I'm all about Nova.
That's your team.
They got to prove it to me before I pick them. I'm sorry.
I like it. Tough love, Nova.
I'm not going to pick them. Until they finally prove it.
So we have our Elite Eight teams now. Just a rundown so you can follow us. Clay has Kansas, Miami, Oregon, Oklahoma, Michigan State, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky. I have the exact same as I have Nova in over Miami. So, Clay, let's go ahead and break that down in the West region. The number one, that's the one seed versus the two seed, which we have, and I have in three brackets, you have in two. Oregon, Oklahoma, who do we got in that matchup?
When I hurt you, I know you're a Ducks fan, but I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
You know, I prepared for this. I'm taking Oklahoma as well.
Wow. Yeah, old buddy's just too good, I think.
He's my buddy.
He's one of the best players in the country, no doubt about it. Excuse me. And Oregon's a great team, but even at CBS, even though they're the power rankings, they have Oklahoma at 5 and Oregon at 6. So that tells you something, how close these two teams are. And I actually think Oklahoma's a slightly better team, and I agree. I think Oklahoma's just slightly better than the Ducks.
I like it, though. I like Boomer Sooner. It's real right there. Give me Oklahoma. And before we continue, Clay, I want to go ahead and I had this interesting stat here. This is who Vegas has the best percentage chances of winning it all. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Kansas and Virginia are the top – one sees there, and for Vegas, they have a 17% chance that the Jayhawks take it, 13% chance that Virginia takes it. Michigan State has a 10% chance. Your Nova team, who you had go out against Miami, have a 9% chance, the third best odds. Actually, the fourth best odds. We just talked about Oklahoma. They have the 8% chance of winning. North Carolina has 7% chance. Kentucky has 5. West Virginia, 4. Duke, 4. A&M, 3. That's kind of a surprising pick there. And it's interesting to see, Clay, that only, what, 5 teams in that whole list make our Elite Eight.
That's crazy.
So, and you know how right Vegas is all the time.
Well, yeah.
So we head over to the Midwest region, Clay. Virginia, number one seed, number two seed, Michigan State. Another one of those fantastic matchups. Who do we have?
Virginia's got a great defense. I said that multiple times during this podcast, but I don't really believe it. But give me Mike D'Antonio and this Michigan State team. I don't really like the way they're playing right now.
Mike D'Antonio?
Mike D'Antonio. What am I talking about? You know what I meant to say.
I can let it slide, though, because, I'm just like you, though. I'm itching for anything football-related, so I jump at the chance.
Same school. Tom Izzo, of course. My bad. Oh, man, that's embarrassing. But, yeah, I like what this Michigan State team's playing. I think they're the best team in the country right now.
I think you're right. I love Michigan State, too. I'm picking them big. I like the Spartans to advance to the Final Four. We head to the East Region, Clay. Kentucky versus West Virginia, the 4-3. Who do we have?
wow, Kentucky, too much time. I love what West Virginia's done lately, but I like what Kentucky's doing even more. They're a hot team right now, and obviously they got one of the best coaches in the country. Obviously they got some of the best talent in the country each and every year. They're clicking. They're a little underrated. I'm going with Kentucky.
Give me the Wildcats as well. Something about Wildcats. Henniger Wildcats, maybe. I don't know what it is. But give me Kentucky to knock off Bob Huggins there and keep this streak going here as a four seed to advance out of the East region there and head to the Final Four. And our last region to pick, Clay, excuse me, is you have Kansas and Miami in the matchup there. Who do we have prevailing in that matchup?
No, I think number one seed will make it, and I think it's going to be Kansas. So I'm going to go with Kansas over Miami. Just too much talent, too much experience. Give me Kansas.
I like it. Give me the Jayhawks as well. I have them over Nova in that matchup of 1-2. And I like it. Jayhawks to me are one of my favorite teams, and they're one of the toughest teams to beat. I like them prevailing. So we finally have our four teams, our Final Four, and this year's March Madness Crazy Clay. And you know what's funny? We have the exact same four.
That's pretty crazy.
We just
have one number one seed, or nothing. I mean, we don't have one number one, two number twos, and a number four.
I know. But you know, it's the way it goes. That's how tough this year is.
Yeah. That's not too crazy. It's not like we have a 7 or an 8 or a 5.
Or a 12 like Arkansas Little Rock.
Yeah.
I really thought you had them going to the Final Four.
Nah, I had to stop it somewhere.
I can't believe I picked Purdue. Anyway, let's get back here. And I can't believe I picked, let's see. Who else did I pick? Utah versus Seton Hall. What a joke. Let's go to our Final Four matchups, Clay. Kansas, and so just a rundown here for you guys. Kansas is the one in the South. Kentucky is the one in the East. The West is Oklahoma. And the Midwest is Michigan State.
Yeah. That's just tough, Kansas and Oklahoma. They're obviously familiar with each other. They play each other, you know, during regular season. Should be a tight close game. I'm gonna go with Kansas though. They seem to have Oklahoma's number.
I like it. Give me the Jayhawks advancing to the national championship game. One of my favorite teams in this bracket. You know how much I love Buddy Held and Oklahoma this year. I just can't see them knocking off the number one overall seed, Kansas.
Yeah.
And that brings us to Kentucky and Michigan State. Tom Izzo versus John Calipari.
And this is a shame. I wish these two teams were on opposite sides of the bracket, because I think this is the two best teams in the country right now. Excuse me. I think Michigan State's the best team in the country right now, and I think Kentucky's the second best. So I'm going to go with Michigan State and Tom Izzo.
I like it. I pay Michigan State as well. I love Kentucky, love John Calipari, what they're doing, but I'm a huge fan of Tom Izzo and Mike D'Antonio and Michigan State.
Yeah.
I like them advancing, and that we both have the national championship game. We both have it picked Kansas and Michigan State in the national championship game in Houston, Texas this year. Ooh. Clay, who do we have? Who's going to win this year's national championship?
I have a home court advantage for Kansas, but I'm going to go with the team that I just said was, I think, the best team. I think Michigan State is the best team. I think these are probably two of the three or four best. I mean, I think Kentucky's number two right now, but Kansas would probably be a close three. I'm going to go with Michigan State. I think they're the best team in the country right now.
I love Michigan State. I love Tom Izzo. I love the Spartans. I'm going Jayhawk all the way. You know what, though? Can you imagine this national championship game between Kansas and Michigan State, a one seed and a two seed, who really should have been a one seed, going against each other, a national championship game? Bill Self, Tom Izzo, that's perfection right there. It's just shaping up to be like another Super Bowl.
It is. Really is.
So Clay has Michigan State winning it all. I have Kansas winning it all. We both have them playing each other in the national championship game, and I think that's pretty cool.
It is. Our brackets were – we did not go over this, just so everybody knows.
Exactly, yeah. Clay actually filled this out right here live on the podcast, which is – you know what? I give him a lot of credit because it took me – I had to go back and I had to skip teams and like I was doing a multiple choice test for the SATs. I had to skip and go back. And I give you a lot of credit, brother, for going back and doing this live here and reading through it and picking with your gut and your heart and your little man inside you.
Oh, yeah. And, little man sometimes.
And I love what you did here. You had a lot of these teams we had together. We picked the same teams to advance most of the time. I think it's shaping up to be a fantastic tournament here. Only bad part about mine is I feel like, you know, you did a good job picking some good upsets there. You had Arkansas Little Rock advancing. And who else did you have? You had a couple other ones, didn't you?
Well, I had a couple 10 seeds.
You love the 10 seeds. So you had Temple over Iowa. We both had VCU over Oregon State. Dayton, of course, over Syracuse. And you had Pitt over Wisconsin. No, you had Wisconsin over Pitt, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had Wisconsin over Pitt. I had Seton Hall over Utah in the second round. That would be considered an upset, too, I guess. Yeah, a few upsets, but not too crazy, I don't think.
I like it. And, you know, the bad thing is, you know, when the first game tips off tomorrow between Florida Gulf Coast and whoever that other team was, Fair Dickinson. I'm sure I'm going to lose. Fair Dickinson's probably going to make a huge run and advance deep into this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to burn my bracket and, you know, Seton Hall probably win it all.
You never know. There could be another VCU. Like I was talking about Tulsa. Tulsa could be this year's VCU.
You're right. You're sleeping on Tulsa.
Everybody would have to burn their bracket
team. A lot of people hating on Tulsa right now, just because I think a lot of people wanted Mom out then. They wanted St. Bonaventure in. When it's, you know, mid-major teams, they wanted those guys in. Tulsa finds a way to get in there, the last team in, and it didn't set well with a lot of people.
Yeah, it didn't set well with a lot of people, but who knows? I'm kind of pulling for them in a way.
It'd be a cool story.
Although I'm picking them to lose, you know, in the first four, but I'm kind of pulling for them in a way.
I kind of like them.
You know what I want to do in a whole new bracket.
You know what? You don't know how many times I came close. I filled this out. I filled this out at like 10:30 this morning.
Yeah.
I printed it out. I actually did it online, then printed it out, ESPN.com. And you don't know how many times I almost went back and just did another one.
How many times? Yeah, pen or pencil. Yeah, pen or pencil.
Well, you mean you do it live, you know, on digital, online.
Online,
and then,
okay.
Then you print it off, and you just have to cross it out with a pen, like I did. Like I did my one matchup where I picked Iowa State originally, and went back and picked Iona. Something spoke to me deep inside. Spoke to me.
Yeah.
I thought Iona there at the last second to go over the Cyclones.
I think they're a hot pick for a lot of people.
Sure is shaping up to be a fun March Madness. All that tips off tomorrow, 6:40 on True TV. First games: Florida Gulf Coast, Fair Dickinson, followed by Vanderbilt and Wichita State. Holy Cross Southern on Wednesday night, 6:40 True TV, followed by Michigan and Clay's Tulsa. Then after that, we head to the big dance. Our field of 64 will be there. We'll know exactly who is where at that point.
Right.
Shaping up to be a fun March Madness for sure.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
And that's going to do it. That's going to be today's March Madness podcast here on Tiki Allen Radio and TikiAllenRadio.com. You can catch replays of the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Audio Boom. We're all over the place, Clay.
We are. I want to put you good with it.
We're slowly taking over the globe. And one day, the universe. We'll see you guys tomorrow for a fresh edition of the Sports Report. Kansas, Michigan State. That's our winners. Have a good night, everybody.